welcome to the Franklin County, Ohio ARS on-air meeting, held tonight in lieu of our in-person meeting. That tonight's meeting will be similar to what we've done in the previous on-air meetings. I will take check-ins by quadrants in Franklin County and then go inside or outside of Franklin County. And then we'll go back to the leadership team for announcements and anybody else that would like to make any announcements. We'll start taking check-ins, starting in the northeast quadrant, stations north of 70 and east of 71. Wishing to check in, please call KD8-IIB.
November 8th, Papa Victor Charlie. John.
Terry.
I got N8PBC John and KD8YFW Terry. Other stations, northeast.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie.
KA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima Terry.
I got KA8RLC Cal and NA8L Terry, and we had a big double there with Terry. You have the station wishing to check in? Call.
KE8PWR Scott. KE8PWR Scott.
KE8PWR got you in there. Any other stations, northeast?
This is KD8OFT, that's Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. Name here is Daniel.
OFT, Daniel, got you checked in. One more time, Northeast Quadrant. The email I sent out about the in-person moving to an on-air meeting and starting at 7:30. However, if somebody on the air tonight has another radio standing by, they could listen at 8 o'clock in case anybody checks in on the 06 machine and tells them they missed the on-air meeting. Let's move down to the southeast quadrant. Station southeast, south of 70, east of 71. Please call for the Franklin County ARS Net, 88IB. Tonight, one more try for the southeast. Had a couple dead carriers on the southeast quadrant, but no audio. If that was somebody trying to check in, no audio. One more try, southeast.
Kilo Bravo 8 Charlie Mike Whiskey. KB8 CMW Paul.
Paul, KB8 CMW, got you checked in. Let's move on over to the southwest quadrant. Stations south of 70, west of 71.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Whiskey Romeo. Bob W8RWR.
Uniform Tango India, N-8-U-T-I, Ed.
W-8-R-W-R, Bob.
Echo 8, Sierra Victor Tango, Brad.
W8RWR, once again, Bob, I did acknowledge you that there was a dead carrier, so I may have had, you may not have heard me. KD8WQY, Denny, KD8KSI, Holly, N8UTI, Ed, and KE8SVT, Brad. And also, I got a text for John, KE8EQQ in the northeast. Could not reach to me, Peter. One more call for the southwest quadrant.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
HVX got you checked in. Good evening. Let's move on up to the northwest quadrant now.
I want to thank everybody for
being here, moving back to an on-air in-person meeting. It was thought that this was probably a good thing to do based on what we're seeing with this particular variant of the coronavirus. So I think this was a smart move. I do have a couple folks who signed up on the volunteer ham site. K8, Charlie, Oscar, Henry, Michael, got him registered with our group, and Whiskey 8, Papa, Delta, Kilo, Paul, also have him registered with Aries. I didn't listen to the call sign tonight to know if either of those folks checked in tonight. Kevin, you might take a peek and see if they're on the list.
Neither one of those checked in tonight.
Very good. I have to step away for a minute. Let me come back and finish my comments a little later down the log.
We'll try to remember to come back to you there, John. Since I got the mic in hand, I'll do my usual plea for Wednesday night net control operators. Next week, January 26th, is CAL, K8RLC. I have openings for February 2nd and February 9th at this time. If anybody tonight would like to sign up, please call. Maybe I had my volume turned all the way down there for a minute. I didn't hear anybody. One more try. Anybody for February 2nd or February 9th?
This is KD8OFT. I'll take the 9th.
N8VJF. I can do this February 2nd.
I got Mark, N8PJF, penciled in for February 2nd, and Daniel, KD8OFT, for February 9th. Thank you very much, both of you. This time, we'll pass the mic to Cal, K8RLC.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to the net. This is K8RLC. Event-wise, things are still in the holding pattern. They're still on the schedule. Nothing's been canceled on us. So hopefully things will clean up by the time we get around to getting our first event. I do have additional news in the world of ICS 300-400 class. Yesterday the county had the planning and exercise training committee meeting, which I'm part of, and I lamented the fact that, gee, all the 300-400 classes are going Monday through Friday, and rough getting people to be able to get time off as such and doing. And so after the meeting discussions with Chad Whitaker from Red Cross, he's able to facilitate a class. And so we have tentatively, and I'm saying it's very tentative right now, put on the calendar for March 11, 12, and 13. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you would have to miss work on Friday from 8 to 5 for the 300, and then skipping a weekend going to March 26th and 27th for the 400. So I told him I'm pretty sure I could find at least 6 people out of the group that wanted it. Don't need to worry about the sign-ups right now, but just start thinking about it, and we'll I have a little bit better details and stuff on it for next week. We'll start looking about some sign-ups, or if you want to email or text me or something. With that, Kevin, that's all I have for tonight. K8RLC.
Yeah, I had signed up for a 300 and waitlisted, and it got knocked off because there was too many people, but glad to hear that. Let's see. Who else have I got on here? NAUTI, Ed, do you have anything?
Think of NAUTI.
There was an email that went around today, and we're going to post something about, we'll talk about that later, possibly. But anyway, if you got that email, and I don't know if you put it on the website yet.
It existed. NAUTI.
Okay. Brian, KEADNW, anything from you?
I have nothing. This is KEADNW. Thank you.
Anybody else on the air tonight have anything they'd like to talk about on the net? Please call net 88 IIB.
Eagle is Marcel checking in. ADHCM.
HCM Marcel got you checked in, and you doubled with somebody. Who was that?
Frank, K8OVP.
Sure, go ahead, Frank.
I believe Race for the Cure will run on 14th of May in person.
But Frank, I did see something on that today, and I looked it up. There will be, at least for now, there will be an in-person Race for the Cure or a virtual Race for the Cure. You can sign up for either, and you can switch. If you've signed up for the in-person, decide to go virtual or vice versa at this time.
Well, I meant, do they have coverage? Would we cover it if it's in-person?
I'm sure we would, since we have for many years. Cal, anything to add to that?
No, Kevin, you pretty much covered it. Yes, that's on our schedule. I'm in contact with the people for it. They're still working and planning on a live race, so when we get a little bit closer now, we'll start worrying about course and sign-ups. I know they're changing the course definitely this year, because it was supposed to have changed 2 years ago. That we'll see what those were. Okay, I'll see.
Anybody else with anything for the net? So check in this time before we go back to John.
Thanks, Kevin. The other item that I wanted to also mention was the ability to sign up and get COVID tests mailed to you. I did that night before last, a little bit earlier than you were supposed to do it, but I did it, and I got a confirmation back from the U.S. Postal Service that they will be sending four test kits to me sometime. I assume that it'll be probably maybe as long as 2 weeks before I get them. But it was pretty easy to do, and it looks like it's set up to be per address. So if you need more than four, I don't know what you can do to get more than four. Anyways, that's what it was. And I sent a note to Ed to put that up on the website. I don't believe it's there yet, but it should happen here pretty soon. This is NAPBC. Thank you.
Not to mention that, I also ordered four kits today and received an email from the USPS with an order number and the date placed and all that. So hopefully I'll get 4-2 also, I guess. 4-2? Four. You know what I mean. 4 also. Anybody else? Or John, do you have more?
Nope, that's it, Kevin. Again, thank you for doing the MC tonight.
Reminded me of something. The other news regarding, kind of related to that, beginning January 15th, I believe it was, insurance companies are required to cover COVID tests. Like if you go to the drugstore and buy a COVID test, they cover, how many was it? 8? I forget the exact number, but you can Google that. They cover, I want to say it's like either 4 or 8 tests per person, per household. So if you got, I think it's, yeah, per month also. Many of the, I did a little investigation on it, many of the pharmacies like CVS, Kroger, and all those will bill the insurance directly. You pay nothing. Some of the smaller things, until they get it set up, you'd have to pay for it and then file a claim with your insurance. That's for either private or group health insurance. I do not believe it works with Medicare, Medicaid, or anything like that. But if you have private or group health insurance beginning January 15th, I think it's like 4 tests per person, or maybe it's 8, I forget, per person, per household, per month. Whew, that's hard to say.
UTI.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, my company's limited to $12 per test, but you got to be careful because some of the tests have 2 tests in them. So that would count as, one box would count as 2 tests. So you got to be careful with that verbiage. And I did not see any emails from John today. N8UTI.
Check to see if you did receive it. But anyway, yeah, it is. Up to $12. Oh, somebody else is texting me that they're checking in, I guess. Yeah, it's up to $12. I kind of looked into it, and I believe if you get the dual kit with 2 tests, it'll be, therefore, up to $24 for that. And I know I just priced one today, and they were $19.99 at Meijer. But anyway, so it would cover that. Email that John sent out this morning, and it did go to myself, Cal, and you.
Huh. Well, it wasn't in my inbox. But yeah, that's the reason I was saying that is you just got to be careful of the verbiage because you may expect 4 boxes, but you might only get 2 since there's 2 tests per box. You just got to be careful of that. I could see where that could confuse people. N-A-U-T-I.
I'm looking for the email, and it was basically what John covered, that the you can order test kits, you know, and get them mailed to you. So that's basically what the email is. Additional check-ins at this time, or anybody else with any business for the net.
Got a question for Ed, W8RWR, if I could.
In there, you had something you needed to ask or say?
I was just going to ask him something. It's I can ask him in the email when I send the recordings. If I can't ask him on the air, that's okay.
At NKESVT, I did get your text. Just you probably heard the answer to that, basically. Any additional check-ins at this time before we close the net? calling. I heard this little blurb there. Say again.
Kevin, when did you send that email out? This is in regard to K8SVT.
I didn't send it to KE8SVT. The one I was talking about was the one that you sent out to myself, Cal, and Ed, asking him to post the information on the website.
Okay, thank you, NATVC.
KE8SVT to NET.
Yeah, go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I was just texting John back, and I was just saying I didn't get the email, and she's responding back to him. Back to you, sir.
No, I'm really getting confused. She didn't get which email?
I did not get any of the emails that were sent out.
Okay, did you get the email I sent out about the meeting tonight?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, anyway, with no further business or check-ins, we'll go ahead and close this session of the on-air meeting we were having tonight. 73s to everybody. Thanks for attending the meeting tonight. This is KD8IIB. Net Control, returning the repeater back over to normal operation. KD8IIB, clear.